Blog Talk Radio.
Come soon, fire sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire sweet perfume. Your heart's room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, "I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him." Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, "You perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you?" He turns back to the Father. He says, "Bring him to me." And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Yeah, bring him some off.
Amen. Welcome, everybody, to our led teaching of the Holy Spirit. Your lines are open. Amen. As we're here to have a better understanding of the Holy Spirit, knowing that the Holy Spirit is a person. So your line is open, but I do want to pray before we go into our lesson today. I thank you all for being on with us. If you have any questions, when we open up the floor for questions or comments, please press 1 at that time. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for one more time. We thank you for this set time that you allowed us to come, Lord God, together once again to learn and to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, the teaching of your Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you allow all that we learned here today, Lord God, to take root and manifest in us mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us keep our mind stayed on you, oh God, and keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit that's on the line, every hindering spirit, every spirit of doubt, disbelief, every spirit of oppression and depression, every spirit of anxiety and worry and fear. We come against every familiar spirit, every fighting spirit, every sleeping spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, release the grace that we will walk in the Spirit more than we will operate in the realm of the Spirit, the realm that leads us by the Holy Spirit to put death all the misdeeds of the body. Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, to be absent from the body means to be present with you, to be closer with you, and that is our desire as we come here today to learn more, Father God. So we ask, oh God, oh Lord, to pour in more, oh God, and we ask you, we thank you, Father God, for the pouring in, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you refresh the anointing that's on our life, oh God. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh revelation, fresh strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, fresh manna right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith, we receive it right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray to God through the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, everyone. If you're just now getting on, we're going to dive right in to our teaching, our lesson today as we are in this study for understanding the Holy Spirit, just taking it slow so that we can have an understanding. If it's your first time with us, this lesson is only 30 minutes. I don't want to bombard everyone with a lot of information. I feel as if you get it a little bit, you can take the little bit and let that digest or can become a part of you, and you can remember all that you learned. And if you give it too much, it'll be too much. That's my opinion to take on. I just feel like if I give you a little bit now, you know, you'll be able to digest that little by little and gain an understanding instead of bombarding with a lot of information. So last time we were here last Saturday, you all, we were talking about the activities of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the sealing, the seals, the regenerate, the Holy Spirit indwells, just an intercedes, it gives assurance, and it empowers. The Holy Spirit empowers us. If you have a lot going on in your background, if you can mute the call, that'll be great. I have everybody line open. I guess what I'll do, I'll close the lines up, and when you have a comment, a question at that time, just press 1. Amen. So today, you all, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. So we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Again, I repeat that so all can get it. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. So the perfect unity of the Trinity, you all, is seen in the inseparable relationship between God the Son and God, the Holy Spirit. So at the average day, at every stage, you all, of Jesus' life and ministry, we see the presence and power of the Spirit. Amen. We see the Holy Spirit in prophecies about Christ. So the Jewish prophet Isaiah said that the Spirit of God would rest on the coming Messiah. Would rest on the coming Messiah. Now, Christ is in Greek, amen? So granting him wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. When we look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2 through 3, amen? That's Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 2 to 3. So in another prophecy about God's anointed servant, Isaiah records God saying, I will put my Spirit on him. We see this in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. If you want to go to the book of Isaiah here quickly with me, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, if you have your Bible, that's Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. The Bible says, behold, my servant whom I uphold, my left one, and whom my soul delights, I have put my Spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. So we see that. We verify that here in Scripture, in Isaiah chapter 42. I may be moving a little slow for some, but I don't want to go too fast for others so all can get this. So also, y'all, we see the Holy Spirit in the forerunner's life. John the Baptist was chosen by God to serve as the forerunner of the Messiah. So a forerunner is like an advanced man. It was John's job, therefore, to announce to Israel that the promised Messiah had finally come, because he was selected for this hugely important role, you all. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. You all, if anyone, you all know the story about John the Baptist, in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 15, in the belly of his mother, said, when John grew up and began preparing people for the arrival of Jesus as one who would baptize repentant people with the Holy Spirit and fire. We see this in the book of Matthew. If you want to go over to Matthew to verify this, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming before me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. We see that here in the book of Matthew 3, verse 11. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus' birth. See, the Gospels of Matthew and Luke both speak of the Holy Spirit's role in causing Mary, a virgin, to conceive the Christ. Amen. So the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. We see this in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. We see it also in the book of Matthew in chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. Amen. The 1 verse 18 through 20. So exactly how the virgin birth of Christ happened is a biological mystery, you all. But that it happened is an unmistakable biblical teaching. Mary was not pregnant as a result of human agency. Jesus was conceived supernaturally by the Spirit of God. So in this miraculous moment, the second person of the Trinity took on a sinless human nature because he was not conceived through men. Amen. So in his birth, Jesus didn't suddenly gain personhood. He has always existed, you all. But God the Son did become human. We see this in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. If you go there with me, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen? And the Word was God. So we see this here in the book of John, chapter 1. There you go to 14, amen? Amen. I want to make sure I'm not going too fast for anyone. If we look into verse 14, the Bible says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. So, you all see it there. So shortly after Jesus' birth, Simeon, a spirit-filled man at the temple of Jerusalem, recognized the in Mary's arms as Israel's Messiah. We see this, you all, in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 25 through 27. Verse 25 through 27. In the book of Luke, verse 25 through 27. For those of you all that are writing down the scripture, that's Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 27. The Bible says in verse 25, the Son, hallelujah. Verse 25 says, the Son of Matthiah, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Ezra, the son of Nega, the son of Matthew, the son of Matthelizai, the son of Simei, the son of Joseph, the son of Judah. So we see it there, the son of Joseph. That's chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. Let's talk about Jesus and the baptism. The Gospels record, you all, that immediately after Jesus was baptized by John, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. Amen? Amen? All right. Alighting on him. We see this in the book of Matthew. We also see it in the book of Mark. We see it also in the book of Luke. So this baptism officially kicked off Jesus' earthly ministry, and it functioned as an anointing ceremony. So in ancient times, new prophets, priests, or kings were anointed with, for the way in which the oil was poured on their heads and allowed to drip down on their bodies. It symbolized that they were set apart for God's special use. So by pouring out the Spirit on Jesus at his baptism, God was indicating that he, Jesus, was God's special chosen servant. Now, you all, we see this in the book of Luke, and we see it in the book of Acts. So if you look in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, that's Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives," amen, "and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." And when you look in the book of Luke, the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38, you all, that's Acts. And I'm just taking you all to the scripture so you can see for yourself, which is very important that you know the word for yourself and know where to find it. So in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38, it says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." So we see this in scripture, you all, so you can verify it for yourself. Amen? Amen. So Jesus' ministry, let's talk about his ministry, and then we're going to take, if you have any questions or comments after this, if you have any questions or comments, then you will press 1. So look, the book of Luke, you all know that Jesus was consistently full of the Holy Spirit and led by the Spirit. 4, verse 1. Well, we see also in verse 14. So in other words, the Spirit continually guided and empowered Jesus as he went about his earthly mission. So when his followers reported a successful mission trip, Jesus was full of joy through the Holy Spirit. We see this in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 21. So in his teachings, Jesus revealed much about the Spirit. He said that being born again or born from above is possible only through the Spirit. We see this in the book of John, chapter 3, in the verses 1 through 8. That's chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. Only the Spirit is able to give this kind of new life. When you look in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, that's the book of John. So you all, just giving you scriptures that you can reference. He talked of the Spirit being God's generous gift. This is also in the book of John in chapter 3, in verse 34. He said that those the Spirit indwells will seem to have rivers of living water flowing from within them. We see this in the book of John chapter 7 in verses 38 through 39. The book of John, you all, that's chapter 7, verse 38 through 39. If you're writing those scriptures down today, so you can go back and reference those scriptures. You can share with someone else. Amen. But that's John chapter 7, verse 38 through 39, you know, hallelujah. Okay. All right. And so the night before his death, Jesus assured his troubled followers that the Spirit would be their constant helper, that he would guide them and instruct them in the truth. We see this throughout the book of John in chapter 14 and the verses 17 through 26. Commission, let's talk about the commissioning of his disciples, commissioning his disciples. So after his resurrection, Jesus urged his followers to wait for the coming Spirit. He told them to wait for the coming Spirit because he, the Holy Spirit, would enable them to be powerful witnesses of the gospel. We see this in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 8. We see it also in the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 11. So in his final charge, just before returning to heaven, Jesus commanded that every new disciple be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We see this in the book of Matthew, verse 28 to 19. Amen. Amen. So, do you see, is the question, do you see it is impossible to talk about the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, also talking about the Holy Spirit. See, when the Spirit came to Moses, you all, the plagues came upon Egypt, and he had power to destroy men's lives. When the Spirit came upon Elijah, fire came down from heaven. When the Spirit came upon Gideon, no man could stand before him. And when it came upon Joshua, he moved around the city of Jericho, and the whole city fell into his hands. But when the Spirit came upon the Son of Man, he gave his life. He healed the brokenhearted, you all. So at this time, I'm going to ask if anyone has any questions or any comments. If you do, press 1. At this time, press 1, and I'll open up your line for you. Press 1 if you have any questions or comments this afternoon. Anyone has any questions or comments as we are talking about right now the Spirit in the life of Jesus and understanding the Spirit in the life of Jesus? Does anyone have any questions? Any comments? Okay, if you do, press 1 because I have everybody call muted so we don't get the background, everyone's background. So if you have any questions or comments, press 1. Is there anything you need me to repeat that you didn't understand? Press 1. Or you didn't get? Bless you. Well, let's talk a little bit about who you are before we wrap up. We have about 7 minutes left in our lesson today, understanding the Holy Spirit. Okay, someone does have a question, okay? Welcome. Welcome. Last 4 digits of your phone number, 1701.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
You say that the spirit comes up on him. So, mm-hmm. Are you walking in the Spirit the whole time, and then it's because I'm thinking that the Spirit is always in you, right?
So we're talking about Jesus. The Holy Spirit in Jesus' life. When the Holy Spirit came upon him, we're talking about when he was baptized. So when he was baptized, and we're talking about the descendants, as the heaven opened up and he saw the Spirit of God descending up like a dove and a lightning on him. So this is the illustration, the picture of Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist and the Spirit. So it's an illustration so you can have that image of the Holy Spirit being upon him. So all will see. All will see it because he was, his mother was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is always with Jesus operating. So today we're talking about the Holy Spirit and the life of Jesus, and understanding how the Holy Spirit is supposed to operate in the life of Jesus.
Okay. So the Holy Spirit was always in him when he was born, right? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that he was already
yes.
born. And then you say then it came up on him when he was baptized.
Right. So you have people, because there were witness of people that were there. So Jesus always had what people were witness to see. So for the sake of the witness, see, John said, let me know you should baptize me. So we look in the Bible, John is saying, no, let me baptize you. No, John is saying, you baptize me. But Jesus was telling him, for the fulfillment of the prophecy, let us. So that's the reason, so that they all could see. So the illustration is showing you that the dove came down and descended upon him. So the illustration is showing us that we too will be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So the baptism actually kicked off Jesus' earthly ministry. Jesus always had the Holy Spirit in him because he was born mm-hmm. through the Holy Spirit. Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon us and entered him so that Jesus was conceived, not by man. So the Holy Spirit was always with him and working in him. So this is just an illustration of the baptism to fulfill the prophecy. So men could witness. So there were those that were already there being baptized by John the Baptist when Jesus came up, tell him to baptize him. Not that he needed to be baptized, but for the fulfillment of the prophecy.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense now?
Mm-hmm.
Because it could be a bit confusing. It could be confusing to some, saying, okay, I thought Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit, so why was he baptized and received the Holy Spirit? Is he, if he is the Holy Spirit, conceived him? So it's an illustration of the heaven opening up and those being shown so the prophecy could be fulfilled. So it was the fulfillment of the prophecy.
Okay. It's the same as we probably getting baptized. You know, you can already be filled with the Holy Spirit before we get baptized because you can ask for the Holy Spirit, right?
Right, you can ask. But we also be baptized.
Baptized in the Holy Spirit, the same as Jesus. Is that the same?
Okay, let me explain to you. So all that come to Christ, the Bible tells us to be baptized in repentance, to repent. So we all need to be baptized, right? Some people can be baptized and not receive it because their heart is not open to receive it. Some people are going to be baptized for the act of it. You can receive the Holy Spirit right where you are right now. Where you are right now. You can be baptized with the Holy Spirit right now, wherever you are. But the baptism of water and the repentance, we all, the Bible tells us, that all should be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But
mm-hmm.
before you even go to get baptized as a believer, you got to go and believe it. Because if you're just going to be baptized for the sake to say I've been baptized, but not believing why you're being baptized, then it doesn't do anything for that person. So right where you are right now, you can receive the Holy Spirit right where you are. You can welcome the Holy Spirit. But one thing about the Holy Spirit is very sensitive, like a dove. So anytime that you're operating outside of God, operating outside of the will of God in your life, the Holy Spirit will flee. If you operate in anger, unforgiveness, the Holy Spirit will flee. And that's why you hear people saying, I welcome the Holy Spirit to come right now. I welcome you to make your residence in me. Come, Holy Spirit, and have your way. Because the Holy Spirit is not always working in us if we're working outside of the will of God. So if you got anger, if you're being disobedient, the Holy Spirit will flee. But the moment you ask the Holy Spirit, you welcome him back in. He'll come back. You welcome him back in to work in you, to guide you. The Holy Spirit is always available for us, but it will flee because it's very, very. Holy Spirit is very sensitive. It's a person, and it will flee, but also will come back.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Does anybody else have any questions or comments? Amen. We're going to wrap up here. All right, Sister Connie. We have two Connies, Cousin Connie and Sister Connie. Hold on for 1 second. Let me open up the line for Sister Connie. Go ahead, Sister Connie.
Yes, I just had one quick question. Since I missed, I missed the first 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I missed the first. No, you can go.
Okay.
Oh no, you say you had a question?
I'm sorry. There was a fight on the freeway. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
I'm in my car is caught up in the middle of two ladies and they beating on each other's car. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't want to be involved. I'm trying to move on. Anyway, the question was, since I missed the first 15 minutes, is it okay if I can go online and catch today's?
Yes, you can go back. So it's archived. You also, if you miss it, the time, you can always go back and archive. Just look for the one for today that says the teaching of the Holy Spirit or understand the Holy Spirit.
Okay, that's what I need. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. God bless everyone that's on today. I hope everyone understanding more of the Holy Spirit, because a lot of us have questions about the Holy Spirit. Do we always have the Holy Spirit? It's always working in us. And then the more that we go through this lesson and break it down, you'll have a more of an understanding how the Holy Spirit operates, how it's like a dove, what does the dove symbolize. We're going to talk about that. On next Saturday, the symbols of the Holy Spirit, you all being filled with it. We're going to talk about the wind, the fire, the oil, the water, clothing. We're going to talk about all of that next Saturday, you all, and understanding, the Holy Spirit is available to all that believe. Once you become a believer, amen, the Holy Spirit is available in you. When you receive it, believing is what you got to believe. You got to be in that place of believing. It's not just saying it and that's it, but you got to believe it, amen, and be filled with it. And then you'll know you have the Holy Spirit working in you, amen. So God bless everyone today. I thank you all for being here in the lesson on today. It means a lot to have you all come in and be a part of it. On a Saturday at 12 o'clock, there's so many other things you could be doing. So God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for one more time in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you would give all more understanding of the lesson that's being taught, that was taught on today in the name of Jesus Christ, to understand the Holy Spirit, how it operates, how we are baptized with the Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit is working in us, Father God, and how to keep the Holy Spirit working in us and guiding us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, helping us to come out of self, Father God, and allowing your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you send, Lord God, to comfort us, to guide us, to bring back remembrance if we slip, hallelujah, in the time of need. And so, God, we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will bless all to speak with the boldness and the confidence of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in our life to make your residence in us and to live in us, to never leave us. And we just want to say thank you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. God bless you all. You all have a safe weekend. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you, Father God. Amen, everyone. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. May God continue to be your peace. You all have a blessed weekend. Y'all take care.